Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for August the 18th of 2022, another Thursday evening podcast. Tonight's topic is Liz Cheney and the Rhinos. The battle begins. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump, the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plan a financial seat in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. So, before we have a prayer, I do need to mention why we're having the prayer and what for. Normally it's for everyone and anyone and maybe the Ukrainians and our Russians. But this really hits home, and it relates to our topics of how the world has gone crazy. It's gone bonkers. So I live in a little town of 10,500 in northeastern Pennsylvania. Nothing but cows, horses, and pigs surrounding the town for miles. Yet we had a horrible act of terrorism last weekend. Some crazy nut just decided to drive through a fundraiser for 10 victims or a victim of 10 victims of a fire in a neighboring town. His excuse for running these people over and killing one was he was mad as his mom. He was mad over money. He saw these people. I guess he thought they were having fun. He decided to run them all down. Stepped on the gas. Drove right through them. Drove back to his hometown. Ran his mother over and beat her with a hammer to death. Folks, this is not New York City. What the hell's going on with this world? In light of that, tonight's prayer is going to be a prayer for two things. The first prayer will be for those victims. The second prayer is going to be for our crazy world. It's gone berserk. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight in the name of those people in our little town, Berwick, Pennsylvania, for the victims not only of the fire in a neighboring town, but for those victims of a raged lunatic who chose to drive through a crowd that was trying to raise funds to support the funerals for those who died in the fire. Holy Father, we pray for the soul of that poor lost man who saw fit to do such a dastardly deed. You know, everyone, dear Father, everyone can be redeemed if they want to be and if they see your light. So please follow all these people along their paths. Heal those who are still in the hospital. And heal the hearts of those who would do such a thing. We pray these things in your glorious name, O Lord. Amen. And we have our sponsors and donors for August, one-time donors. Andy, Lisa, or Reverend Dave, Marcy, Mark, and Cherie. Truth Premium subscribers. You too can be a Truth Premium subscriber at eamedia.online. Current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlotte, Diana, Pamela, patrons, Alicia, and Dan. We thank you all. Most importantly, we thank those who show up every Thursday for our podcast. Really appreciate it. Without you, we'd have no podcast. Good evening, Anna, Marilyn, and Eric. I don't think there's anybody else hiding out in there. Kind of light to this evening. Summertime. Everybody's out having a good time, I guess. So I joined a lawsuit today. I hired an attorney and joined a lawsuit today against Epson, the printer manufacturer. You know, so there are a few things that make me more angry than the greed of corporate America. What corporate America has done in the name of Epson, they've sent out a firmware update, and they say, oh, mandatory firmware updates for your printers. What they did, folks, is they took the printer firmware and they updated it so you can't use third-party ink in your printer. So instead of paying $11 for an ink cartridge on eBay, you've got to pay $62 for an Epson cartridge at Staples. Now, rather than lower the price, obviously you can make these things for $11 and sell them for $11. Done all the time. You know that Epson's making their stupid printers in China anyway. They're making their ink cartridges in China, I'm sure. But rather than lower the price so they'd be competitive, which is what you would do in a free market, Epson chose to cripple all the printers that people bought for several hundred dollars. And if you were in the middle of printing something and you did a firmware upgrade, you weren't going to print again. Right, there you go. Some of the reviews on Amazon. Exactly, about that firmware. I caught it. I caught it in time. Somehow I saw that before, and I told my wife, I said, look, we're not doing any more updates to this stupid printer. It's taking the old ink that I like. However, I was so mad I joined the lawsuit. So we'll see where it goes. Big lawsuit. So if you have an Epson workforce or other printers, the lawsuit is real. They promote it on Google and on Facebook, but it's actually real. It's not a fake thing. And you can get an attorney. It doesn't cost you a dime. So do my bit to, you know, show these miserable, I got to use the word bastards, the only word I can use. You know, people think that there's a free market America. Libertarians think you can do free market. Free market's great. And you know why? You know why free market is great? Because we can go after those bastards and we can sue them. That's free market right there. We can stop buying their printers and we can sue them. See, that's the thing about free market. You can do whatever you like. You're a free business. You're in business. It's a private enterprise. They have no authority. They can say you need to use our ink cartridges. You need to use our AC plugs. You need to use our power pack. Whatever they want to say, they can do. It's a free market. There's no laws that say they can't do that. Neither are there any laws say we don't have to buy from them. Or do we feel it's unfair? You know, I think that's actually part of the right to repair laws they're trying to put in. You know, I think that's very important. Yeah, Apple product. I'm not even going to go there, Anna. Oh, by the way, Anna, since this was brought up publicly, and for Marilyn's and those who came in late, we had an incident in Berwick, in a little town of Berwick, 10,500, with a crazy maniac that ran into a crowd that had a fundraiser for victims of a fire. Decided to kill a few people and his mother in the process. Your friend, Anna, your friend is still in the hospital, but she's doing okay, and I'm going to send you out the clipping from the newspaper if you haven't seen it, with the information from yesterday on that. My daughter had a good one of her friends was involved in this, and it's a shame. It really is. It's, you know, good people, and this idiot just decides to go off and kill them. All right, on to the topic. And the beginning of the show today had nothing to do with the topic of the show. Normally I relate the topics, but this was just too important. So, Liz Cheney and the rhinos, the battle begins. Now, why am I saying this? And how does it relate to the elections coming up? How does it relate to the future of our nation? You know, Liz, the daughter of Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was vice president from 1979 to 1989. He was a classic, what I call a classic rhino. There's different class, you know, we've changed over the years. Back in the day, you had the classic rhino, and then you had the true conservative, the Republican, and you had, and they weren't that much different. But now you've got the modern rhinos. Modern rhino is Liz Cheney. She's one of them. Modern rhino is our current senator that's leaving Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey. He's a modern rhino. He's an evil rhino. Mitt Romney is another one. We need to get rid of all these folks, people. And if, for those who have been living in an underground tunnel, Liz Cheney was up for, well, every 2 years you're up for re-election when you're in the Congress. But I think that's a stupid thing to begin with. That's a whole other topic for another podcast. You know, two years you're campaigning the whole time. You're not doing anything in the Congress. But anyway, so she's up for a re-election. Well, she decided that she's going to, you know, previously she decided, you know, during all the Trump stuff, she decided, oh, I'm going to vote to impeach Trump. What an ass. You know, you got to support your own folks. You know, you can't, I don't even have words for this. How this miserable excuse for a human being could go up against a seated president who made the world great. He made our nation wonderful. He was crazy. Oh, don't get me wrong. He's a lunatic, and I love it because he's so crazy that everyone's scared to go up against him. I mean, if you have a lunatic who's a loose cannon running a nation, were you going to go up against them and threaten them? They were scared. Yeah, Russia was scared. China was scared. Korea was the most scared. Now they're stomping all over us. And this idiot of a member of Congress, this tooty snooty, silver spoon in her mouth. I mean, this was handed to her. She wouldn't have been in Congress if Dick Cheney hadn't have been her father. There's no way she would have been. Nobody would have voted for her. It's crazy. Oh, Liz Cheney. And Trump. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Eric makes a point that it was on a podcast, Megyn Kelly's podcast, that it was brought up, that he brought up Liz Cheney, that she was more focused on destroying Trump instead of focusing on the needs of the fellow Wyomings. You're right. You're absolutely right, Eric. So, that, you know, now what happens next? Now she's saying, oh, she's going to run up against, she's assuming that Trump's going to run for president in 2024. We don't notice it. We don't even know if they're going to make him a criminal yet. If you make him a criminal, he can't run. That's going to be really bad. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll see. But her thing is she's going to run either way in 2024. If he's running, great. If she loses, and she says if she loses the primary, if Trump's running in 2024 and then she runs and she loses the primary, she's going to run in as independent. And I laughed because there was a thing on, oh man, I think it was on Press TV or something, some place you wouldn't expect that they were talking about it. And they were saying, yeah, if she runs, all she's going to do is suck the Democrats that don't like Trump. You know, especially if Biden decides, I don't think Biden's going to run again. I honestly don't. Right, yeah. The more you go after Trump, the more you go after Trump, the more people get mad and are going to push for it and push for it. Now, here's the problem we have. See, the rhinos, we need to fight our own party. Now, that's the real problem. Right now, we're fighting. You know, and there's a one party, two party system. And I say one party, two party because the Republican Party has a chance to make a comeback. The Republican Party has a chance to be the conservative Christian party, the good party of the good people, the party of reality. But only if we get rid of these idiots like, you know, Liz Cheney and crew and Mitt Romney and, you know, Ted Cruz and a bunch of the others that are out there that think they're better than us, better than now, better than the rest of the world, that think they know. really all they're in it for is the money. We all know that. I mean, that's just silly not to assume that. But the push now is if we got to get rid of the rhinos, and if we can't, what's happening is that, you know, in Pennsylvania, we got stuck. We're going to be stuck with a Democrat in Pennsylvania because of the idiots that run the Republican Party. The Democrats have it right. The Democrats, you know, they know how to. I'm going to digress for a moment because I'm going to say they know how to steal an election. But you know, you can say that in 2020 the election wasn't stolen. We let Donald Trump down. We let Donald Trump lose because the Republicans as a party, did not demand integrity in the election. They did not insist upon integrity in the election. And yeah, we've still got a few yet to go, Kurt. It's so crazy. It's so insane. And I blame us. I blame us for sitting on our backsides, assuming that big crowds were going to assume that Trump could win. And we didn't cheat. You know, people laugh. My very first ever... I have a list of presidents that I love that I've worked for, been with, and been through in my life. And I'll list them in order. There's three presidents that I like, and one's going to be missing, and you're going to wonder why. And I'm going to tell you in a minute. John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, and Donald Trump. And why these three? Why do I say these three? Why is Ronald Reagan not in it? Why do I not like Ronald Reagan? I mean, the guy's dead. I shouldn't be saying anything bad about him. Ronald Reagan was an actor. He had a big smile on his face. Lousy, very lousy domestic policies and control of domestic situations. And he basically was another rhino. And people fail to realize this. But when you look at John Kennedy, any of the good presidents were either killed or impeached or had to quit and resign. You can see the good ones. You know, JFK, he was on to him. He was on the last of the New Deal that was going in. And that's what started. And when you look right after JFK, after they assassinated JFK, went to war in Vietnam, and watch the finances. I wrote a book on it, and you can watch the finances decrease. We were killed. I mean, we were literally inflation. We were the spiral was just going up. I mean, it's unbelievable. You've got to see the charts. It came right out of the government figures, the raw figures, the raw data. Nixon was onto him too. Nixon had the right idea. The problem was that they were going to fix the election so he couldn't win. They were up against him. They were you know, everything was bad of it. And he went and did what the Democrats would have done and went spying on the Democrats. And they impeached him and he had to resign for doing what they do today anyway. You see where I'm coming from? I love Richard Nixon. I knew him personally. I went down to the White House a couple times when I was younger and got an award too for his re-election in 72. But they railroaded that poor man. And of course, Donald Trump. We all know who Donald Trump is. It's a modern miracle. But the three of them actually, you know, the three that get impeached or killed, they're the ones that are good because they're the ones that the rhinos are going after. They're the ones the Democrats are going after. You can tell the good ones because something's going to bad is going to happen to them. Now, so we got to get our act together, folks, and we got to fix this. We got to start by fixing it in November. Sadly, Pennsylvania came. We're losing a senator in Pennsylvania. We are losing a senator because we got a joker. We got a total joker coming in. This idiot Mehmet Oz. I'd rather have a flaming communist Democrat than a Turkish Muslim. Look at what happens to Turkey right now. Turkey's gone nuts. This guy has a dual citizenship with Turkey. And he's a Muslim's a bad thing. People will come after me. They call me bigoted and they'll call me whatever. I don't care. You know, Islam is not compatible with freedom. Islam is not compatible with America. Look at Iran. Look at Afghanistan. Yeah, Arizona. I hope so, Eric. I hope we get something going in Arizona. Blake Masters, absolutely for U.S. Senate. We got to get them out. We've got to get all of them out. We have to stabilize and force the election. And we have to force the issue on the party, because you know, people say, "Oh, I'm going to go independent. I'm going to do it." No, the Republican Party's got to be fixed. You got to go in there and you got to make a scene. We're doing that in Pennsylvania now. We're not in time for the midterm elections though, but we're pretty much taking over the whole state. They're going to learn that the people have the power. People have the power, not the politicians. Hey, I'm gonna take a quick break because I'm getting hot headed here. Just to let you know that we do still have our great deals with Mike Lindell and MyPillow. He's our sponsor, one of our best sponsors so far. A wonderful human being. I had a chance to meet him a couple times. Had some wonderful stuff too. You know, he supports the transparency in election. Knows what happened in 2020. If you like, I mean, you can check his stuff out at mypillow.com. I never knew they had so much stuff. They have all kinds of things, sheets and pillowcases and slippers and robes, and it's not just pillows. So please do check them out. Do support our sponsor, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, mypillow.com. You get a special deal if you use the promo code ETERNAL, just the way it sounds, promo code ETERNAL, which is good at MyPillow.com, or by calling at 800-795-5993. Please do support our sponsor. So, word from our wonderful sponsor. Really great person. It's beautiful. So, I got another comment here. GOP needs to root out corrupt governors who have aligned ties to China. Yeah, China, as far as 2020 election is concerned. Amber May's got a great podcast and interesting guests. Thank you. Now, the other thing that's so important is to bring on board some of these moderates and some of the people. You know, a lot of people have turned independent. They've gone to libertarian, whatever they might have gone to. The problem is that in many states, including my state of Pennsylvania, you cannot vote in a primary. We got to get these people back because they're lost votes. We can't win a primary. We can't primary out these morons and these idiots without all those people that have left the party. You know, and the problem is when you're an independent, you know, I mean, you can go back and forth, but we got to bring them back into the fold. I'm serious about this because we need to be able to primary these people out. We need to be able to get rid of them. And if we're losing, you know, party members, yeah, there's two parties right now. There's red and there's blue. I don't care if you're in between. You can't do anything. How do you do something when you're in between and the parties and you've got to get rid of these Republicans that are in there? Some of these Republican rhinos are worse than the Democrats. You know, it's up to us, folks. We got to put our minds and our hearts and our bodies together. If you can't get out and do something, at least get registered. Register red so that you can put these people out and get rid of them. But the biggest one, I was cheering when Liz Cheney was booted out, and the way she was booted out, just, I mean, literally, you know, she went against the people, folks. She went against the people. Now the problem is that the Democrats don't see this. The Democrats and the left don't care what we do what the Republican Party does. They don't care what the independents do. They don't care what even the Green Party does. They still hate Donald Trump. They still hate us. And they're going after us. And, you know, I've heard more and more about China and their involvement with the 2020 election and with other elections. And we got a few new folks in. So I'm going to tell you, you know, and I'm running for the Congress again in 2024. It didn't get on the ballot this year, but in 2024, it's going to be more of an open field. So I don't want to appease anybody, but I want to tell you, I'll tell you the facts. People don't like to hear the facts. But when I'm asked, do you believe that the 2020 election was corrupt? Do you believe that the 2020 election was fraudulent? And I've had reporters ask me this. And I look them straight in the face and say, look, I don't know. I don't have a machine or forensic skills to analyze these machines. And when we asked for forensic evaluation before the election was finalized and certified, we were turned down. All we asked for was to verify it. So I can't say that there was fraud firsthand. What I can say, and you've heard this before, a lot of you, but if you're new to the podcast, this is so important. You need to tell people this. This is how you get around being called a conspiracy theorist. Because in 2020, during the elections, the Chinese on their eBay equivalent websites were selling ballots by the palletful, U.S. ballots, not just for president, not just for the president in main elections, but for congressional races too, for like different, like Georgia, for all the different states and whatever. And they were selling these ballots by the pallet, literally by the pallet, just like a pallet full of ballots says. Now, I want you to think long and hard about this. I want you to think long and hard about this. Tell me that the Chinese are stupid. I defy anyone to tell me that the Chinese are stupid. The Chinese are anything but stupid. They are the cheapest, most intelligent, you know, individuals on the planet. They are business people. They are down to the wire, down to the penny, down to the dime. They will not manufacture or market something or do something that they're not going to have a return on. So they've got these ballots for sale. Why? Because they've got a market for it. If people were not buying those ballots, folks, if people were not buying those United States blank ballots, would the Chinese be selling them? Would the Chinese be selling them? Very simple question. And if you're buying those pallets full of ballots in the United States of America from the Chinese, which they must have been, because the Chinese wouldn't have kept marketing them if nobody was buying them. Then what the hell are you doing? I'm cutting them up to make scrap paper? I don't think so. Why would you buy blank ballots from China if not to cheat? They're expensive. They're heavy to ship. I do not know that they were used to cheat, but I do know that you don't buy something like that if you don't intend to use it. How would you use it? It's very simple. You download the list of all the voters. Real simple. I could do it right now. Download the list of all. Yeah, how many trees were cut down for get the ballots printed. Yeah, I like that, Eric. So it's very of all the voters. You download that list. You look for the ones that haven't voted in 4 or 5 years. If they didn't vote in 2016 election and they're still on the list, you make a ballot for them. They'll never know the difference. You know, we can't go back and do a forensic audit. But what we could do is we could send an email or we send a snail mail out to every single voter in every single state, especially the swing states, and ask if they voted or not. All you need to say, did you vote? Yes or no? If they say no and they're voted and they voted on that, and it'll show if they voted, there's your fraud. That's all you have to do. It's so simple. You don't even need a voting machine. They won't do it. They won't do it because they know they stole the election. So do I know? I don't know that they stole it, but I know that there's sufficient evidence that something is rotten in Denmark, or actually in the United States. Denmark's probably fine. Anyway, that's my two cents on it. We need to get these rhinos out. They're worse than the Democrats. They're worse than the far left Democrats, I should say. They need to go. And we need to do a heavy push, whatever we can. We've lost. Pennsylvania's lost. There's nothing we can do about it. They allowed these idiots in Pennsylvania in. Democrats would never have allowed an idiot like Mehmet Oz or a super radical like Doug Mastriano. I love Doug, but he can't win because he's so super radical that in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Scranton aren't going to vote for him. So he'll never win. You heard that first here, by the way. And we demand answers, and they should not be candy coated there. You're absolutely right. And that's going to be my final say tonight, because we're out of time. My goodness, that half hour goes awful fast every Thursday night. Love to see you back here. Bring your friends. The more people we get, the more we can push this thing forward. We can keep this movement going and take this country back. We need to take our country back. We need to do it now. We cannot wait any longer, folks. Donald Trump was right on that. And everybody have a blessed weekend. Good night. And we will see you next week, same time, same podcast. And thank you again, Marilyn. Always wonderful. Have a good evening. Good night, everybody. You have a great week ahead. Stay safe. God bless.